Hare Krishna. So, welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to this Govardhan retreat. It is our 12th retreat and it is the year 2012. We are very overwhelmed in a way to all of a sudden find ourselves so very, very close to Giriraj. At least our bodies are close to Giriraj. Now, in this retreat, we will have the opening session where Burijan Prabhu and Jagatarini and the other presenters will try to bring also your mind and heart close to Giriraj. Maybe you feel, when you look towards Giriraj, I never had such a darshan of Giriraj, so close, so near and dear. And I personally believe that all of you must be very close and near and dear to Giriraj in order to have found in your heart the practical desire to come here. It was not just an impractical desire, a wishful dream, but you made efforts to come here. But I can tell you in the beginning, it's not by our own efforts that we can come close to Krishna. It is by mercy. And knowing these Girirajas, these Govardhan retreats now quite well, I'm absolutely certain that all of you will get just the right investments from Giriraj, which you need in order to progress in your individual path. I'm seeing already you must be very great souls to have come so close to Giriraj. Giriraj must have somehow taken you from Melbourne and Berlin and Alaska or faraway places like China. Huh? And he has gone with his big hands and brought you, and therefore I offer my most humble obeisances to all of you who are here. You must be great souls in order to have received the invitation to be just so very, very close. So we will start our program like this, that we will first hear now from our teachers a little brief introduction so that we can actually arrive also with our heart and our mind. Already our body is here, and I must tell you, I just can't believe it that I'm here. It's just so overwhelming. So I need to hear now a little bit so that I can believe it. My mind is also here. Good, so all of you great souls, please bless us that we can serve you for the next few days and see that you can make the experience which you all have come to make. Thank you so much, and Hare Krishna. So one thing I need to say before handing over the microphone, this is the opening session, and right after it, when the sun is down, I hope she will stay a little bit in that position still. But when she is down, we will just move over to our temple room and there have the second part of the opening sessions. That is an orientation about the different seminars and classes. But first of all, welcome, welcome, welcome. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna.
I wanted to read something. And this is written by Srila Rupa Goswami. And he's glorified the pastime of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. And as you hear this pastime, I'm going to ask you to do two things at once. Either look at Giriraj or keep Giriraj in your mind. And also try to hear very carefully and see the wonderful pictures that Srila Rupa Goswami is painting with the poetic words translated here. This is a prayer to Govardhana Dhara, the lifter, Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. May the king of Braja, meaning Krishna, who when Indra covered the sun with clouds and sent great rains making tumultuous sounds with the playing of thunder, may that king of Braja who protected his relatives by lifting a great hill break apart all of your fears. O Lord, who by speaking with great logic stopped the Indra Jagya, who is very attached to the Brahmanas and very attached to Sri Giriraj Govardhan, who convinced the cowherd men in a moment, who at once began the worship of Govardhan Hill, who along with the gopi girls speaking words of praise and dressed in splendid garments and crowns of flower petals. This is the decorations of Braja, the flowers. And also, along with the gopa boys, loudly speaking many prayers, they all took flowers. Now I want you to, in your mind, because we don't have flowers, but gather some mental flowers and throw them upon Giriraj, rose petals and lotuses, and cover Giriraj with flower petals, and speak, if not many prayers, open up your heart a little bit at least right now, and offer a prayer glorifying Giriraj, and also open up your heart, and as Srila Rupa Goswami prayed, even some of the fears that are in there, throw them away. Not exactly offering them to Giriraj, but asking him if he would kindly bring you closer to him by removing these fears. So offer your prayers and shower flowers again and again on Giriraj. And then Krishna assumed a form as large as a mountain and ate all the offered foodstuffs. And he pleased the gopis by fulfilling all their desires. And he decorated all the peaks of Giriraj with many flags. And then he pleased the hill by all of the residents of Vrindavan and the cows and the calves circumambulating it. And then, because the Indra Jagya was stopped, the king of Swarga, Indradev, filled the horizons with thundering clouds, showering rain to destroy Braja. And then, O Krishna, you saw Nanda and the other gopas distressed, filled with distress by the constant rain, their consciousness and minds broken with fear, and the cows cold and frightened. Then you, moved by love for your friends and melting with compassion, with your left hand, and it's always the right hand that's stronger, but with your left hand, to everyone's astonishment, like a playful royal elephant, you casually, with no stress or strain, happily lifted and continued to hold Govardhan Hill, that great mountain that touched the sky. And then you said to your mother, "Oh, mother, why are you so unhappy that your son is so noble and generous? Friends, your troubles are over. Friends, your troubles are over," Krishna said. "Have no doubts in your heart. These troubles are over. Let them go. Do not be afraid. I have now made this hill into a great house. Don't take this rain seriously. Laugh at Indra and enter." Then he was again and again glorified by the gopis, whose lotus face was glowing with transcendental happiness. They breathed a sigh of relief, and they entered the palace-like cavity under the hill. "O lotus-eyed one, O Krishna, how is it at this time, when the directions are darkened with terrible thundering clouds and garlanded with hurricane winds?" And then Srimati Radharani began to speak. "Vishakha," she said, "how is it that your friend is now holding the great heavy mountain on his delicate five fingers? When I see him in this way, my mind splits with anxiety. O lotus-eyed one, how is it that at this time, when the directions are darkened with terrible thundering clouds and garlanded with hurricane winds, how is it that my lover does not feel tired by lifting this great hill, which has just eaten so many offerings of food and which has many tall peaks that now touch the sky? In Braja, are there not many powerful gopa men? Their bodies hard with muscles, O noble lady, why should the heavy shaking hill be held by someone as delicate as a host of flowers? Oh, Baba," the residents of Vrindavan, they call Giriraj Baba. "Oh, Father Govardhan, I pray to you, because everyone in Vrindavan's consciousness was fully and only fixed on Krishna and what was pleasing to Krishna. Oh, Father Govardhan, oh, Baba, I pray to you, please become as light as a big kadamba flower so Krishna will not become tired as he holds you in his hand. Oh, auspicious one, I bow down and offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O sincere and noble friend, please gaze now at Murari's face, at Krishna's face, splendid with a smile. At the edge of its moving locks of hair, and his cheeks are glistening, and his eyes are glittering and dancing. And he is deeply in love with us all. And Mother Yasoda began to speak. How can my boy Mukunda hold up this heavy king of hills when his stomach has become so thin with hunger? O king of Braja, O Nanda Maharaj, you must by force him to eat by putting the sweetened yogurt in his mouth. O Balaram, I am pained now that your younger brother is holding up this great burden. Show your strength. Lend him a hand. Who? Krishna, hearing these affectionate words from his mother, he glanced at her, and he casually shifted the hill to the tip of his little finger. And in that way, He made all the gopas' hearts satisfied and peaceful. And then the gopas said, "How did the 7-year-old boy who still plays in the dust, who still practically has his mother's milk in his throat, how did he get the power to lift this hill for so long? It's heavier than Mount Kailash. And because he holds it on the tip of his finger with such casual playfulness, we do not fear that the hill will fall. The hill in his hand is like the earth at the end of the trunk of the regal elephants that hold up the directions. On the moon of whose face King Nanda and the gopas, who had completely given up eating and who were full of transcendental love, they gazed at that face with the great stars of their eyes that were wide open, and they gave up sleeping for 7 nights. Who mocked Indra's, who made fun of and mocked Indra's terrible lightning-filled, sun-eclipsing, ferociously thundering clouds. He laughed at them. They were propelled by hurricane winds and garlanded with rainbows, but he laughed at them. Who drove away the false pride of blinded by his false ego, Indra. Who restored prosperity to Braja, and Krishna, who shows no limit in punishing the wicked, who said, the great rains, the hurricane winds, and the lightning, and the terrible garlands of clouds have now all gone. The sun peacefully shines in the sky now, and now, O heroes of Braja, overflooded with bliss, you may all go outside." After speaking these words, he made, this is to Krishna, you made your kinsmen go out and then place the great hill exactly as it was before, and whom the beautiful gopis showered with yogurt, milk, grains, and sprouts. O handsome Govinda, we happily bow down to offer our respects to you. Please be kind and give to us a drop of the pure love that completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. What a nice prayer. O handsome Lord Govinda, we happily bow down to offer our respects to you. Please be kind. Please give us a drop of the pure love that completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. A drop of the love that completely eclipses the moon of non-devotional philosophy. O Lord, who by strongly lifting Govardhan Hill humbled Indra, who shook his thunderbolt and sent many terrible clouds. O Lord, who with your transcendental form covers the splendor of swarms of black bees delighted by palace roofs decorated with blue lotus petals. O Lord Govinda, O bliss of Nanda's house, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So Srila Rupa Goswami ends his prayers to Govardhana Dhara, the lifter of Giriraj Govardhan Hill. Now, before we will request His Holiness Satchinanda Maharaj to speak a little bit, I would just like to tell you of one of the habits we have developed during these Govardhan retreats. And that habit is to put our hands in the air. Not yet. No, don't be so enthusiastic yet. And then we call out, "Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai." Now, there's something Or Bolo Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai, or Govardhan Giri 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 Dari Ki Jai. Something like that. And when we say this, there's a tendency as we stay day by day for the happiness in our hearts, because we begin to appreciate the sweet showers of soothing affection that Giriraj showers on us. There's such a tendency for our enthusiasm when we say this to really grow. Have you noticed that over the days? Yes. See, I told you. So now we will have a practice session. But not the kind of practice session that is anything but a simple and loud calling out to Giriraj for his mercy. Ready? Now you can put your hands in there. Balo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai! Balo Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai! Balo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai! And then we tend to end this by saying, Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Wow!
Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Kandu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhi Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. My little contribution to this opening session of the Govardhan Retreat 2012 will be to bring you here, not only in body but also in mind. I think we all remember the story of the sadhu who was picked up in South India by a car. He had been standing at the road and he had wanted to go, I think, to Tirupati. And the car, it's a modern story, had taken him on a very swift ride. So after some time, the sadhu demanded to be put out of the car. He wanted the car to stop and he wanted to leave the car. And the driver asked him, why? We have not yet reached Tirupati. Stay in the car. And he said something so true. He said, I want to go to Tirupati, but it's so fast that I need to make a little pause. My body is already halfway here, but my soul is not yet here. I need some time to bring my soul here. I think the same holds true when we go in an airplane and fly from America to Delhi or from Europe to Delhi. And then we go in a taxi and go to Vrindavan, and then in a bus to go out to Govardhan. Our body may be there, but has our soul arrived? In old times, people walked on foot, and by the help of donkeys and camels, and if they were rich, maybe elephants, and it took them a month or so to reach the holy place, a month in which they had time to meditate about the holy place, a month in which they had time to long for a direct connection with that holy place, a month which they really needed in order to prepare themselves internally to reach. Have you already prepared yourself internally? Have you already spent the time which we need to spend in order to establish your connection to the deity here, to Krishna, in the form of this sacred mountain? Have you at all asked the question, how is it possible that God can be a mountain? Have you mused about this question? Have you asked others to help you solve this enigma? Enigma means a mystery. Are you really here, or is only your sacred bottom sitting here? To put it in blunt German terms. It's an important question you should not run away from. It's an important question which you should all answer on your own self. How can I really be present in the sacred presence of Krishna in the form of a mountain? So I would like to help you a little bit to view Giriraj according to the vision of acharyas. You know, if we can't see something, we ask someone who can see. You know, I often now in the situation where I have this spectacles and I receive a text and so on. And then I ask, Ananda Chaitanya, you have young eyes. Can you read this please for me and tell me, because I can't recognize it with my eyes. So in Krishna consciousness, we do something similar. We ask the great souls who have been there before us and who are maybe even there now next to our side. We ask them, I can't see God here. I can't see the divine presence of Radha and Krishna here. But can you see? Tell me what you see. And then we see through the eyes of the acharyas or through the eyes of Shastra, which is a better way to see than just to see by the force of our aging eyes. So here is a verse from you. I'm very much thinking to follow Bhujan Prabhu. I will say a verse by Raghunathas Goswami, the follower of Rupa Goswami. In this verse, we will hear how he sees Giriraj, what he says. It's taken from a book called Shibraj Vilas Stava, Prayers to the Pastimes which Take Place in Braj. In this book, Raghunathas Goswami says the word apyatya, even today. Api means even, and atya means now, today. Even today, Krishna is here. Even today, Krishna is there as the Govardhan. And I will read this verse to you with a little orchestra.
Saptaham murimadana pranayato
Goshtaekarakshotsuko Vipramanamudalapaniramaner Yasmai shalilam nado Gandharva murabit vilasa vigalat Kashmira rajat kuhas Tat kata itaratna sundara shilo Gorvadana patuva.
May Govardhan Mountain always protect all of you. He was lovingly held upon the graceful hand of Sri Krishna, who was eager to protect Gokula for 7 days. Govardhan was given the honor of a worshipable personality when Krishna worshipped him. Govardhan's caves, see the caves, are colored. Do you see the color? By the saffron. Do you see the saffron that has fallen from Sri Sri Gandharva and Giridhari's bodies during their loving pastimes? Govardhan's boulders are like beautiful jeweled couches for the divine couple to sit on. Now see please these big mountain slabs. They are not mountain slabs. They are sofas, sitting arrangements for Radha and Krishna to sit upon. I pray that Govardhan may always protect you. Govardhan is called as the Sobhagya Tilak of Braj. Tilak, we all know. Sobhagya means the very, very auspicious Tilak of Braj. A Tilak is placed upon the head of a person. And the moment the Tilak appears on the head of any person, we know this person is a devotee. You may imagine you look at Obama, you know, and he looks back at you. He asked his minister next to him, "My tilak, please." And then you see him drawing a tilak with nice yellow sandalwood, you know, on his forehead, then you know, my God, he is not only the president, he is a devotee. So Giriraj is known as the Sobhagya Tilak of Braj. You should know, he is not only a mountain which has such a, I think on one level, it's called the Adi Devik level. You can notice, my God, he has a lot of auspicious energy. When I sit close to him, I feel the divine presence. If you go a little bit deeper, and we will hopefully be able to teach you, you will leave the energetic level and go to the personal level, and you see him as a person. But for now, Giriraj has a tilak upon himself, and this proclaims him as the greatest devotee. What does a devotee do? A devotee serves. Manmana bhava mat bhakto. He has a certain bhava, the bhava, seva bhava. This is what a devotee has. Giriraj serves Krishna so nicely. And that's how we can know him as the best servant. He serves the divine couple not just in his mind, by making some plan, but with his whole body.
you know, what do lovers covet most? It's a private meeting place, no? Where they can be together, express themselves, talk about the things which are important to them. So Giriraj supplies the divine couple with private caves which have jewel lamps in which they can meet and be together on their own terms. These caves are always full with bangles and garlands which come from the divine couple, in which the divine couple leave there. Giriraj serves Radha and Krishna with sitting places. They're called the boulders of Giriraj. When Indra attacked Braj, Krishna wanted to show that Giriraj is his best devotee. You know, Krishna could have finished Indra or defeated Indra in many ways. For instance, he could have just taken something, anything, and thrown it at Indra, like his thunderbolt. That would be the end of the story. Krishna could also done many creative things, like he could have created almost a Faraday cave, an imp cave, cage. He could have created something like a protective cage over Giriraj. Or what else could he have done? He could have taken a super dimensional lotus flower and thrown it on Indra, you know, and as a result, the eyes of Indra would have covered. Or he could just entered Airavata, the elephant of Indra, and made him pass a lot of stool on Indra. You know, that would have taken Indra a long time to digest. You know, there were innumerable ways how Krishna could have defeated Indra. But he chose to take Giriraj and lift him up. And you know what he did while he lifted him up? He took this mudra. This mudra means a gesture, showing, look here, look at my pinky. Look. I'm pointing to Giriraj. He is my greatest devotee. When pujaris go on the altar, they make, for instance, this sign. It means the chakra. And then they speak a mantra and project the energy of the chakra on the article to be offered to Krishna. Krishna made a mudra showing to everyone, I worship Giriraj. See here, can you see? With my hand, I'm taking. He also arranged for a huge feast. He said, let us offer a wonderful feast like it was never seen before to Giriraj. Let us offer him. Let us worship him. And in this way, Krishna himself showed us how we could view Giriraj as a servant. Krishna, with this, established a very important principle which he explained to Uddhava in the Bhagavatam. This principle is Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyadika. I'm more satisfied when my devotee is worshipped than if I'm worshipped myself directly. This, my dear devotee, you must consider, Krishna directed all the worship to Giriraj, and he took Giriraj and took him up like in a playful mood, a little child which takes up a mushroom. I don't know if you did this, but in my childhood I picked up mushrooms like this too, and I walked in the rain. See, I have an umbrella, I said to my little friends. So our Krishna is acting playfully with
Giriraj, he glorified him and he picked him up like a little mushroom. Just to establish this principle, let us think a little bit about this principle, because then only you will understand the little advice 2012, which we would like to give you. There is a, in the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains a few times how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always wanted that the devotees worship the devotees. He wrote a verse that if you offend my devotee, then Lord Chaitanya will not accept the chanting of someone, but the chanting of the mantra will go against the offender. When an offender who has offended a devotee takes his bath in the Ganga, Ganga Mayi will not accept him and not bathe him and clean him of this offense, but the bath and the Ganga will go against that, that benefit, you know, will go against that person. You have to worship devotees, and negatively said, or with, as a negative injunction, you have to avoid not worshipping but hurting devotees. To prove his point, Vrindavan Das Thakur makes this point how necessary the worship of devotees is. He quoted twice a very important verse, which you find there in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, which says, there may be doubts whether or not one attains perfection simply by serving Achyuta alone. But there is absolutely no doubt that perfection is attained when the devotee of Achyuta is served. So here, on the sacred site of Giriraj, I request you to somehow make the decision to serve Giriraj as the greatest devotee of Krishna, who supplies Krishna with all he needs for his pastime. And then constantly pray to Giriraj. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, by the mercy of a big person, everything can be attained. Huh? Don't we all know this? When we don't get our visa, then we somehow try to go directly to the consulate of the embassy of India, and we bring him a cake and other means of bribery, and we then go to him with tears in our eyes and say, previously my visa was denied, but you are a good and learned man who knows the religious scriptures of your country very well. Please allow a pilgrim to make his pilgrimage, and you will get great pious credit. And the consul said, you have convinced me, it's done, okay, here you have your visa. Other people may have obstructed getting what you wanted, but if you go to the superior person, he can give you what was previously not granted. So you may have tried, like many of us, many means to uplift your life. I request you, with Burijan and Jagatarini and Madhavananda and so many residents of Braj, go to Giriraj this time. Honestly and sincerely offer your prayers to Giriraj. And we can guarantee you, on the strength of our own experience, that Giriraj can give you what you need. I experienced this a few days myself, and I've told the devotees many times, I will tell you also. I was with my little red bicycle on the side of Giriraj, you know, down this way in the forest near Jatipur, and I was chanting. It was noontime, and I was very tired. because of at noontime I'm always tired, and I felt very dry and hopeless, and I prayed to Giriraj, Giriraj, can you please give me a sign? I know it's not the proper way a Vaishnava should do, but I'm so dry. Could you just give me a sign that you accept me? And at this moment, my dear devotees, I heard a loud noise next to me, and I swirled around, and what did I see? I saw a black cobra coming towards me. But only 2 meters or 3 meters, maybe 3 meters, I like to exaggerate always, so 3 meters were left. The cobra was just getting at me, but at that moment a parrot came, a green parrot, who usually is afraid of cobras, and began to attack the cobras like an American attack bomber who gets down on an enemy. So the cobra could no longer proceed and could not strike me. So I jumped up saying, Jai Giriraj, and ran as fast as I can, because that's what you're supposed to do when you're next to a cobra. And the moment I was out of harm's reach, that very moment the parrot desisted from flying further attacks and just flew away, and the cobra went frustratedly his way. No German meat that morning. So, my dear devotees, Giriraj can answer your prayers. Please give up the doubts which come from an atheistic upbringing or from only little experience in spiritual life. But please turn every day while you're here towards Giriraj, and you will see, as you do so, an amazing relationship happens. You can ask all of the devotees who worship Giriraj as Giriraj Shilas, and they will tell you amazing experiences of how personal the relationship has become between them and the Lord as in the form of his greatest devotee, Haridas. Bhurijan Prabhu tells that please do not take any Giriraj's Shilas when you leave, because that's not the idea of this Govardhan retreat. You have to obtain Giriraj Shilas in the proper way, that is just in the proper way. I won't talk about, not just by taking him like that. So now all devotees can tell you this Giriraj is more than you see with your eyes. See him through the eyes of the Shastra. See him through the eyes of the great Acharyas. For now, see him as the greatest of Krishna's devotees, who is at the same time Krishna. You asked, how is it possible? You make things so complicated. I'm confused right on the first session. I should see him as a devotee now, as a devotee or as God? Both. See it like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord, but he prefers to be seen as a devotee. Huh? Have you heard this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Radha Krishna, and at the same time, he is as a devotee. He always behaves like a devotee. So Giriraj is a devotee who has only one desire, to help you become a devotee as well, a good devotee. So this is the approach to Giriraj which will make your stay perfect. I want to wish you all the best. It is wonderful that you have come, and you give so much pleasure, not only to our eyes, but to Giriraj's eyes, all luminous Vaishnavas and luminous Vaishnavis as you are, we also have our very, very old devotee, Vishakha, who is the best of writers amongst us, who gives great joy to us just by seeing her. And many of you have, some have come from China. Hale Lama, my best greetings to you. Hare Krishna. Little humor is necessary sometimes. Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I wish you really, your life can be transformed. As a child, have you not desired to have a magical wand which could fulfill all your desires? Huh? I think those of us who have read Die Gebrüder Grimm, you know, fairy tale tellers, have desired this. Here you are, you have Giriraj, who's more than a million wish-fulfilling touchstones. He is here to deliver you from material existence and give love of Krishna into the heart. Oh, I'm so excited, and it's so good to see all of you, and I have to stop now because time is also there. Please let us again say Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Bolo Giriraj Maharaja Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam Sundar.